Hello, and welcome back to Media Munchies Podcast. Today is the anniversary of Media Munchies. You might know or you might not know. Either one is great, but we're back in the studio. We're back in the Media Munchies studio. Oh, and of course I'm getting comments over here because...
We're back in the studio.
We have a guest here to make comments on my... interesting decisions.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one and the only
Karishi Basu.
Yeah, we are back together once again for another podcast, and I feel like it's been a long time. I don't know.
It's been a while.
We did Zane.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like December.
Yeah, that was it's been a while.
And I'm so glad that we're back again. For the anniversary.
So lit adrenaline.
Oh my god. Throwback to our Drag Race podcast. Okay. But anyways, we're back and we're going to be doing a special anniversary episode to celebrate the past year. It's been an interesting one, as we all know.
COVID.
And we've been inside watching media.
A lot. Quite a bit, I would say.
If you don't know this already, we are roommates. We're the roomies.
We're the roomies for life.
Roomies for life, homies for life. And we...
Brethren.
Absolutely. So we've been watching media together.
Uh-huh.
And we've been appreciating it.
Uh-huh.
That's all. Period.
So the thing is, appreciating it would be an understatement because these are things we have decided to... speak about specifically.
Yes, absolutely. These are things that have given us life.
Uh-huh.
And I mean life. Anyways, the first segment of this, there's going to be a few segments. I'm not going to reveal them. And so this segment is media that we've watched together in this past year. And I feel like it's perfect because that's what we do. We be watching media. And
when you can breathe, yes.
But anyways, we're talking about three things briefly because we want to get to onto other things.
Special bonus features.
Yeah. We're talking about three pieces of media that we've watched in the past year, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get to it when we get to it. Because why don't we just hop right into it, jump right in,
Skip right into the shit.
That's funny as hell. That... is funny.
I know.
Considering Schitt's Creek is the show that we are talking about.
I know.
And what can you say?
What can you say about this show? This show is like the God's gift in my hand.
Like, I believe it.
This is what got me through this sadistic shithole of a year.
Because it's so positive. It makes me happy.
It makes me, like, this show is just, there is sunlight in doom and gloom.
There absolutely is, and they all go through their own
growths, and everything is so well written, every character is so perfectly developed, every single thing analyzed and written so well.
I know, and that's the genius of Daniel Levy, okay? I'm just going to shout him out because I listened to an interview with him, and he's iconic.
And he said it took so long for him to... You know, he's been writing this for years now.
And the way he talks about the characters, like, he loves them. He loves them with all his heart. And he put so much heart into that show. He said gay rights
for the
gay community, and he gave us our rights.
Well done.
And I just want to say the characters. First of all, let's go on to the characters. Johnny Rose, icon. Reminds me a lot of my dad, first of all. Second of all... remember Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving was perfect. The thing is, this is Canadian Thanksgiving, right?
Yes.
So.
It was October.
It was basically with Halloween, and it was perfect. Cause We got to dress up, and we dressed up perfectly.
As the Schitt's Everybody Creek characters.
Whoever it was perfect for them.
Yeah, it worked perfectly.
I don't know if you
want to
reveal it.
Yeah,
but...
Well, I just want to talk a little bit about it, basically. So,
it was
there's four
perfect
main characters.
And I could see everybody do it. Everybody who did whatever. Exactly. They did it perfectly.
Yeah, it was my parents basically dressing up as the characters. And then it was us because we spent Thanksgiving with them.
Yeah.
So basically, it's a family of four, right? And that's why it was four people doing the Schitt's Creek characters, playing them. So we're going to talk about the we're going to talk about the specific characters. First of all, there's David.
David. Let's talk about David. Yeah.
Because David is the me character. And I mean, like, he's not fully like me. Let's
talk about me. Only me.
He's not fully me, but the drama is definitely there. I'm not as snooty, I don't think. Like, I'm not a snob. So, jot that down. Would you say I'm not a snob? I don't want to, like, characterize myself, but would you call me a snob?
No, why would I? Like, if you call me on your podcast and ask me if you're a snob, I will obviously say no. But here's the thing. I don't suck up to Logan. So,
Yeah. No. She's being not. Honest. She's being honest.
I feel no obligation. I would roast them. There are a lot of things, an overthinker, anxious planner.
Also, oh, like, my God. Okay.
A lot of things, we but can, not a snob.
We can tone down the call-outs. We can tone down the call-outs a little bit.
A little bit.
Because I want to talk about David.
Much like David.
But the thing is, even if he's a snob, I feel like that he's bad quality, he starts off as a snob. Obviously, they were all start off as snobs. That's the whole... So basically...
Well, the least snobby one.
Snobby is David, I would agree. In certain ways, but in other ways, he's like, I only shop from expensive places, and I only... Like, this place is weird and gross. But at least,
like, you know...
Moira is on a different level of snob. Like, you know...
I know, but Alexis is the worst. She ditches, like, she betrays everybody.
Oh, yeah.
She betrays blood. She's like, oh, fuck you guys. I'm out of here. You didn't take care of me. I've, like, mommy, she's bye. Now my boyfriend's gonna, like, fly me away.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I would agree.
But the also thing the least is obviously Johnny.
Oh, yeah. The thing is, Johnny honestly, is Johnny's the best. Actually, the worst quality about him is, like, he's a neglectful father or whatever. But they're both, like, neglectful parents. But, like, the thing is, that's just the whole point. And they even grow in that and they become more of a collective family, which is so sweet and nice. Not to spoil anything. We're keeping it vague for a reason. We're trying to sell it. Not like, sell it, but we're trying
talking to... Talking to watching
it. Yeah. Without giving too many spoilers because... I don't know. I wanted this one to be brief and not about the full thing.
But the thing is, there's been enough hype about this.
Yeah,
maybe I agree. Because it's very as well, of course. But pretty good. I mean, yeah. The show speaks for itself. There's literally nothing we can say that's not already been said. Absolutely. In a thousand reviews. Like, it's 100%. Loved by so many people. I don't know how many reviews there and are.
Gay people love it because it has some of the best... queer representation that I have seen, because they're like normal people. They have normal people problems, and they're not like overly tragic or dramatic, and they're
exactly.
not like
or shady or a weird agenda. It's very well written.
Yeah,
very. You know, that was and the allure of the show.
They are dramatic gays because they have dramatic over-the-top personalities, but they're not, like, dramatic in the sense that their storyline is dramatic. I want to make that point clear because, like, dramatic gays are fine. It's just when people make their storyline so, like, oh my God. And it's like, this is not realistic. This could never happen. But, like, I just want to make it clear. I wasn't talking about, like, because I'm a dramatic gay person, people. Like, I'm against people who say, don't write stereotypical people. You don't have to write stereotypical gays. And it's like, no, stereotypical gays are fine. Like, you know Love, Simon? I'm going off on a tangent. Have you seen Love, Simon?
Yeah.
You know how Simon is like, I'm not like other gays. I'm, like, normal.
Yeah.
I don't, like, talk about how I'm gay all the time. Ooh, I'm not a stereotype. And it's like, calm down. There's nothing wrong with being a stereotype, bro. Anyways, that's a way different tangent. The thing is, David has quote-unquote stereotypical qualities, But he's a rounded person. And that's what makes it so good and not a stereotype. You know what I'm saying?
Of course. That's what I said. It's like this author
created these four-dimensional characters. Boom, boom, boom. With three-dimensional? Growth. What is four-dimensional? Is that a thing?
With growth.
I think I meant three-dimensional. Four-dimensional, I feel like that's when you go to the 4D movie theater and it's like smell-o-vision.
Yeah, smell, and then you get some water sprays.
Yeah.
And like weird seats that move and vibrate at random times.
So yeah, what we're saying is we love these gay people, David and Patrick, for life.
Yeah, David and Patrick for life. Most stable, well-made for each other. Well-written, spontaneous. It felt like it was organic. No forced plot points. He had plenty of other fish to go and
absolutely
eat out from. But chose this fish.
Eat out from fucking hell.
Yeah, this fish honestly is his.
Hashtag love.
Love.
Ted and Alexis, maybe not as well adjusted, but
they're perfect for each other. Yeah, you're right.
Ted and Alexis had
they're perfect.
An
they're perfect.
Interesting relationship. And that's all I want to say about that.
I love everything about them. Every decision they took. Well, Alexis, see. Let's talk about Alexis, because yeah, now
Of course. We talked about David. We need to talk about Alexis as well.
A little bit of la 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 la.
I love. She's an icon.
Alexis.
She's insane.
Yeah, I had to do that, you know. Come on.
Yeah, of course. Because she's.
What the fuck?
She's iconic. She's seriously iconic in her own way, and
she's had the most growth.
Honestly, she has.
Most growth.
Moira, I would say, she goes from like really snobby to like.
More snobby.
Kind of, because the whole crows business, that was interesting.
Yeah. She's like, I'm having humbling moments, but I will completely ignore them because I'm a delusional Scorpio. And yeah. I'm gonna.
But Alexis goes from snob to, like, actual genuine humbling moments. And I love that.
And then she's still a little bit cuckoo crazy.
Yeah, obviously.
I mean, I don't want to give out the ending, but she's fucking crazy. What goes on in her mind, it boggles me. I wish I could be her.
Her stories are the craziest. I love that.
She's had the most life, okay? Most adventures to talk about. But the thing is, she grows as a human being and
absolutely.
Like responsibility wise, and
yeah,
and like that she's trying to be independent and good going, baby.
Yeah.
What else is there to tell about her? I felt like it was very vague. I didn't go into the plot lines.
It's good, honestly. I feel like that's a perfect way to describe her. She's crazy, but she grows, and I feel like under all of that, she's a genuine person. You know what?
Yeah.
She's just being herself. She's being herself the whole time.
The whole time.
She finds a nicer version of herself by the end.
A nicer version of herself. Here's the thing, right? Like, everybody just grows a little bit.
Yeah.
You wish they grew a bit more, but
I don't know. To be honest, I think I'm happy. Well, yeah. Yeah. So, besides the main four characters, there's also other characters that we like. I honestly want to start off and say Roland shit. Because, first of all, Aries season, his name is Roland Shit, first of all. Like, Roland, the name, and then his last name is Shit. But, basically, Roland Shit is this dude. He's this very farmer-esque character. He says everything that he is thinking, and his thoughts are often quite vulgar and
interesting.
Funny. They're funny, though.
Interesting. There's clearly
no filter.
And like a true Aries should be.
And that's what's so, I don't know, it's so dramatic that it's fine. Obviously.
Everything is dramatic, but also Roland is.
Yeah.
Also has character growth, actually.
Yeah, honestly, he does.
Well written, well thought out character.
That's literally it. Every minor character has a plot. Even, like, Bob from the garage.
Yeah, there was an episode for him.
Yeah. At the end. Okay, but we won't spoil it.
Twyla.
Yes.
Twella is the sweetest person on the planet.
Honestly, she is.
She's always taking everybody's shit. Besides Alexis,
She's Twella. A waitress. She's literally a waitress. So that's what the job is all about. Taking everybody's shit.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Shout out to waitresses all around the world.
Perfect. We're thinking of you.
Yes, seriously.
And that's so, like, she's such a sweet, sweet, sweet soul.
Yeah.
Like, not everybody does it so gracefully. And she takes so much shit from Moira. Like, there are times where I'm like, Twella, throw the milkshake on Moira's face. Yeah. Throw it.
Moira's hilarious, too. Can I just mention, I know we talked about her a bit, but, like, I just want to mention, she's bad, like, she's a snob, but she says the funniest things.
You will learn to love her, because she also has moments where she's like, oh, this Stone Cold bitch has, like, a heart somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Even when she's, like, an evil character, she's still a well-written character. Like, you know.
As evil as a sitcom can get, you know. Like, she's...
Oh, yeah, totally.
She's, like, the only one that has shades of darkness. Literally everybody else, even Stevie. Oh, Stevie! Stevie is very sweet, too. Also taking everybody's shit, literally. Because she works at the inn, the hotel, motel.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, I love Stevie. Stevie takes a lot of people's shit, and she gets it done.
She has this no-bullshit attitude. Twella's not like that, though. She will sit and listen to you, which is why I'm like, sometimes I'm like...
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Twella's great because she's sarcastic.
Sometimes.
Or no, wait. Stevie's great because she's sarcastic.
Yeah. Twyla's...
Twella is just too nice for the world.
Yeah, too nice for the world. And I think it was well written, well played. Shout out. Love you.
I just want to point out a specific... Because this isn't important to the plot. There's just a post that I saw. It's like screen caps from an episode. And it's just... So Johnny Rose, the father guy, he's just a dude. There's not much to say about Johnny Rose. He's just a dude. He's great.
He's just a dude. He's nice. He's great. He's consistent, persistent.
Yeah. Like, he deals with a lot of shit, too. Like, I mean...
Everybody deals with a lot of shit. Yeah. He's a solid, solid man.
Yeah.
With principles and shit.
So...
And great eyebrows, I have to say.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Best description of him I've ever heard.
Yeah.
So, basically, in this scene, Johnny Rose says, well, Moira, you've got the cold tap on. You've got to balance it with the hot. He's talking about the tap, right? Tap water. And then Moira shuts off the water and goes, well, I'm sorry. I'm not an alchemist, John. Like, this is the funniest shit. It's like, oh, alchemy is what? Turning the cold and hot tap water to make... normal water. Like, it's too good. How do they come up with this stuff? And that's part of Moira's character. She just, there's a lot of things she doesn't know. She thinks she's above it all.
From Levy's brain.
Yes. What a legend. Daniel Legend Levy. And Eugene Levy is his father, and he plays Johnny Rose. And Daniel Levy's sister is Twella.
Uh-huh.
And the actress, I don't remember her name.
It's okay. She's
great.
Cute. She's Canadian, too.
Yes. Oh, did we mention it's Canadian? Shout out. Yeah, basically, do we have anything else to say?
Nothing. It is the best show on the planet.
Yeah, we honestly loved it. It really...
Very Bridgerton, very...
Helped us get through some difficult times.
Yeah, and Schitt's Creek is honestly good memory.
Yeah, seriously. So we talked about Schitt's Creek, and now we want to talk about something else. This time a movie that we watched.
Uh-huh.
And let me tell you, this was so funny. We watched it pretty recently. Uh-huh. Schitt's Creek was a bit earlier than this. And uh-huh. This one was recent. And I love this movie.
Uh-huh.
It's with...
Danish Seth.
Yes.
He is a radio jockey turned comedian, stand-up comedian turned, prankster turned...
Film star.
Or just something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he is from?
Bangalore.
Yee yee.
Of course. We be representing.
Yeah. And yeah, we watched this movie recently and he is hilarious. This is the first movie from Bangalore that I've seen.
It's shot in Bangalore.
Yeah.
And that's why I like it, because it's very nostalgic for me, because I've seen the streets and stuff. But he's not from, like, he's, like, it's pan-India, right? Like, it's pan-India, so.
Right.
He's based off of there. He started as a radio jockey in Bangalore.
Oh, makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. And his Kannada is very, very good, as you clearly see.
Yeah, from the movie.
In the movie, it's very, very nice.
And
very Verrattan. It's very obvious. It makes fun of politicians. Oh. Their scams. It's a humble politician, Nagaraju.
Yeah, that's the name of the movie.
Literally the intro to this movie, I will spoil the intro because it's not that much. The intro to this movie is this dude's nightmare. But you think it's his dream because he's trying to help people.
Or you think it's his real life, right?
Yeah.
Like, it shows him doing this and you're like, oh, this guy's a nice guy. And then it turns out to just be his dream, right?
Yeah, it turns out to be his dream. And in his dream, he's actually, it's not his dream, it's his nightmare.
Yeah.
Because he's like, oh no, people are not shouting in front of my house because I haven't given them water for years. And it's like, oh no, I'm giving. And literally his thing is, he looks at his wife, who is actually also another comedian. Sumukhi Suresh has another great Prime video called Pushpavali. Great.
Yeah.
Great actress. She's also got some really great writing skills. Anyway.
Yeah.
So basically, this dude is literally like, I had a nightmare. I was giving and giving only. I was not taking only. And I'm like,
I love, honestly.
Yeah, honestly, every politician's nightmare is that they give back to the people that they're taking from.
Yeah. Like, it calls out politicians so severely. I have never seen it. Like, very love the way. And what does the title mean, by the way? You told me what it means. So a humble politician, obviously, they're saying, oh, he's nice, but his name is
Nagaraj.
And which means
Snake King.
So
what does Snake King mean? Snakes be snaking.
Yes.
He's literally the king of snakes.
Yes, exactly. And honestly,
and I have uncles named but like, no shade to them, they're really sweet people, but any politician named Nagaraju don't like.
Especially it. Since it's called a humble politician, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Nagaraju.
Basically, yeah, I love the movie.
Snaking.
I think one of the moments that
it
I really liked.
It was perfectly written. Also, I really liked that they had a tattoo of a snake on it. Do you know, instead of having like a tramp stamp, he had a snake.
That is so.
And that was funny.
Oh my god, I love that.
That was nice. But yeah, you were saying you liked.
Oh yeah, okay. Something I liked, without spoiling it too much, is that they made it a little bit gay. They had a bit of a gay moment. And
a bit?
it was a large gay moment.
The dude fully fell in love.
Yeah. And I just want to say, he has the balls to call out politicians.
Yeah, where you don't currently have any rights to speak, because it's so aggressive now. Like, I'm calling him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it takes a lot of guts to take stands, especially where people are literally like, you can pay people to kill you off, you know. I'm just glad he's not like generic enough to not get him
killed.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah.
There was good enough research, but not too much, you know?
Yeah. That
leading to the particular.
Yeah, and I see what you mean.
It was good.
Yeah.
He was safe, and it was.
Absolutely.
It was still risky.
Yeah.
But he was good. I liked it.
Yeah.
Where everything is so right wing. Oh my god, Karnataka, BJP.
Right wing.
Right wing. Complete right wing.
That's too bad.
Oh my god. I don't know how he did this, but.
But legend.
Legend.
So, yeah, we love this movie.
Completely.
It's a comedy. You'll laugh. You'll have a good time. You'll have a fun time.
It's written well, but also some of them are like just basic tropes.
Yeah, but it's okay. I don't mind it because of the the funny on top of it. I don't know.
And some of the language, like the language translates better, you know, like.
Yeah.
It hits me different. And
oh, like, makes sense. Yeah.
All right. But it was very well written, yeah. And I liked it. And I think you should watch
it. We recommend it. Absolutely. Yes. Anything else to say?
Nope.
So basically, our third thing of the night is something that we watched just tonight, basically, because we needed to rewatch it, because we wanted to give us something, talk about something different, something that we don't normally watch, which is a documentary.
Uh-huh.
And it's on somebody very special to our hearts, because we watched it and we fell in love. We fell in love.
Yes.
And his name is Walter Mercado.
Mercado. Mucho, mucho. Amor, amor, amor.
Ah, what a legend. Honestly, like.
What a legend.
What a catchphrase. It just fills me with so much joy. And yeah, so we watched this documentary.
The intro into this dude is just, he is great.
Yeah, he's an icon. And we don't just say that about any dude.
No, we don't.
Like, I don't just stan any dude for no reason. And I say that even though, like, I stan One Direction members, but I don't even stan them. I fully feel like this guy is, like...
Your soul.
My life.
Okay, did you?
But, like, I don't, like... Again, it's not the same as stanning. I just, like, really look up to this guy in a way that I don't... I feel like...
Yeah, you know, it's actually really interesting because we talk about spirituality very vaguely, me and you.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited for this part.
Yeah.
I've actually been waiting for this.
Yeah. Okay, this will be good, basically, to get into it.
Mm-hmm.
So we watched this in the summer, I think, after Drag Race came out, because Alexis Mateo...
Mm-hmm.
On All Stars 5 did the snatch game as Walter Mercado, and you can catch that episode. But like, anyways, it's and we were like, we were like, who is this guy? Oh, there's a documentary on him. And I was like, let's watch it. So we watched it and we fell in love, basically.
He's just hours of positive radiance. Just that, yeah, it's just that, it's like vitamin D.
Absolutely. And we watched it again, and honestly, watching it again was as good as watching it the first time. I enjoyed it so much.
Yeah. Otherwise, you would have skipped through it faster.
Yeah, exactly. And it is now like 12:21 a.m.
Yeah.
So
it was worth staying up
for. It was honestly worth staying up for, because I love this guy. So
he was really good. As a Leo.
Yes.
Let me just say, looks were on point.
Every single time. His capes were wonderful.
His face was beautiful.
Yeah.
All the time. I just, like, I'd forgotten a very key part, which is the ending, which I never usually forget.
Yeah.
And for somebody who craves spoilers, not remember this.
The ending? Yeah,
and
it's
then
surprising.
I was like,
Yeah. So, we just want to say rest in peace, Walter Mercado.
I'm so sorry you passed away.
Yeah,
we were really
what
thinking
a legend.
Of you, Pisces. King.
Yeah.
Is he Pisces?
Yeah, he's a Pisces. And I just need to, well, first I need to introduce, like, who he is, basically. He's an astrologer, and he was, like, a TV astrologer and, like, psychic character.
Okay, this is what they describe him as. Dramatic, fabulous astrologer. Some call him bigger than Christ.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he had a following.
Yeah, yeah. He did have
all
a following.
All across Mexico first?
Well, he was from Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, it was, like, everyone from Latin America, basically. South America, Mexico, and then...
All the way to Canada.
All the way, it went to the US, UK. He got a following everywhere, basically. And I didn't know about him before this.
And you'd understand why you didn't hear about him for so long.
Yeah.
As the
yeah, it reveals a lot about his life. Yeah,
you understand his struggles and why we, as a generation, have been like deprived of his glory and presence for so long.
Yeah, honestly,
we got deprived of this legendary man.
Yeah, so
but we're so glad that we know him now.
Yeah,
and this documentary could be made.
And
we'd
he's
be happy.
Honestly, I would call him a queer icon.
Yeah. Defined everything yeah. by himself.
Yeah.
Took his sweet time.
Lived for himself. Had his own style. You know, when his assistant, I loved his assistant. He was so cute. He said, every day Walter takes a pill. It's the I don't care pill. Mm-hmm. I've started taking that pill too.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, don't care what the haters say about you. Because apparently, like, it's really sad that he got so many homophobic, like, jokes made about him in the news, like, making fun of his, like, feminine appearance and all that.
Yeah.
That's just one detail,
A lot of struggles.
Yeah. Let's see. So, basically, I just want to talk about his past a bit. He was a dancer and then an actor on telenovelas, which I think is iconic. And then he became this astrologer.
Right.
So, it basically, it talks a bit about the first two, but then the rest is mostly what he was known for, which was being an astrologer. And...
Yeah, and how he got to become that. They have the origin story and everything.
Yeah.
Neatly wrapped up. It's really nice.
Yeah, it was great.
I found the timelines a bit, like, confusing to follow. Because they start with, where did he disappear? So I'm like, and then there's this thing that he died twice. So I'm like,
well,
wow.
Yeah, it was just... People came up with, like, conspiracy theories about, like, where he went. And then they didn't really address that until later. And then they didn't even address that. Like, I would agree it had a weird timeline. But, like, I don't know. Besides that...
It was good.
And
good documentary.
He's a very interesting person.
Yeah.
And if you like astrology, if you like tarot cards, ugh.
And apparently there's this season that's just about humanizing astrology and...
Yeah.
Just that and nothing else. And I'm just very...
Yeah. Really cool. Really cool stuff. And people love that.
I enjoyed every minute of watching it. Spirituality is something that, you know, people need.
It unites people, it seems like. People really appreciated that vibe of coming together and enjoying something.
Understanding something bigger than them and, like, knowing how the planets affect them.
Yeah, yeah. It's cool.
It's nice.
I also really like how he said no one religion has, like, a claim on God.
Yeah.
So it's basically
it can be
saying
anything you want it to be.
Yeah. I agree with that in a way. Like, I don't know. I don't want to talk about my own personal thing too much, but, like,
I like that it's...
It's really inclusive.
It's, yeah, and it's mostly about, you know, it's, like, positive motivation rather than...
Yeah.
It's not like... It speaks about
sins
God
and stuff, like,
and sins. It's mostly about, like, everyday, day-to-day positivity.
Yeah, exactly.
It's uplifting without
and
really,
believing,
like,
in yourself rather than...
Yeah, it's mostly, like, motivation. So.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was really interesting
and,
in that way, too.
Yeah, God is so vaguely defined by this man, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, me too. I just want to say I want a Walter Mercado drink. Because there was, like, a cocktail that
oh
was...
Oh, my God. Logan watched this the first time, had the same reaction.
Yeah, because...
Watched it the second time, had the same exact reaction.
I can't even believe that. I'm
the
so glad you remember.
The tone was the same. The tone was the same. The way you said it was the same.
I love
it's
that.
She's like, I want this water Mercado drink.
Yeah, because I do. Because
it
honestly,
had a flower on top.
Yeah, and it had, like, berries or something. I don't know. It just... sounded like it was good. If it tastes bad, I'm sorry. I'm not recommending this. I just want to, I don't know, it was at some bar and the guy
was
like,
nice.
I grew up with Walter Mercado, like, watching him, and, like, he was like, yeah, here's a drink. I hope it was a gay bar.
It has to be a gay bar, come on.
He's wonderful, anyways, and dramatic, and...
I hate that people have to hide, but I'm glad he...
He was himself without, like, you know... Sometimes you don't want to put a label on it, and he didn't.
And he chose not to.
Yeah.
For the
and
rest of his life. And
I think that's
perfect. I respect
perfect.
That.
And he was iconic.
Yeah.
That's basically all I have to say about it.
Yeah.
Do you...
I loved every minute.
Yeah. It's a really good one to watch.
I like that he was very scientific and, you know, like, believed in his intuition still. Like, he said it, like... He took guidance from a lot of places, a lot of different calendars, the sun and the moon. And
yeah.
I like that. versatility, yeah. isn't it? Like, I'm not a geek. Like, I don't
yeah.
know complete astrology, but I like that he was versatile and had many faiths and beliefs, and it was...
Yeah, it was great.
Good man.
Yeah. Absolutely.
King moment, king thing to watch.
He had so many king moments, and...
Oh, my God. Every minute on that camera is a king moment.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
And I love how they were like, the cameras give him life. Like, it gives him energy to be on camera. Yeah. Like, they really described him perfectly. With such, yeah, high praise and everything. And
he was very professional, even yeah. when he was hurting. And I loved the whole, I don't want to spoil anything, but the whole stages of life thing in the cards, it was so beautifully,
oh, yeah, yeah.
beautifully shown. And there was just a personal tinge and like...
Yeah, the nice, details. There was attention to detail, I would say. It was
perfect.
Yes, I totally agree. Great documentary. It's on Netflix. Check it out. It's called Mucho Mucho Amor, The Legend of Walter Mercado. We never even gave the title. But like, anyways, check it out. Okay, are we done with the first segment?
Yes, we are.
So the next segment of our podcast episode, anniversary special, is the music review.
Of course.
So we're going to do a quick music review of some songs that we've listened to within the past year. So basically, I have a playlist here of these songs, and we're going to go through it, give quick reviews and ratings of each song. And yeah, that's basically the segment, because these songs have also helped us get through the COVID times. So we're going to go through the playlist. I already said that. So we are going to go through this playlist starting now. I'm going to press shuffle and we'll see what comes up. Oh, shoot. Oh, the first song up in here is Angel Eyes.
Okay, what can we say about our homeboy? He's Canadian. He's from Alberta, Saskatchewan. One of those places. I'm so sorry, but he's from Canada.
He's Raghav, right?
Yes, he's Raghav. He's North Indian, but still homeboy.
But still homeboy?
Because he's Canadian. He's Canadian.
And also on this track is... Juicy?
Okay.
Juicy.
I'm just going to spell it out for you guys, okay? J-U-C-X-I. And Juicy. Frankie Max.
Frankie Max. This song is great, especially when he goes, the size of the ass.
Why?
And okay. when he goes, Frankie Max.
Yeah.
And in general, it's a bop.
It's a bop. It's a good song. I'll give it a solid 8.
I would also give it an 8.
Yeah.
The next one is Eye in the Sky.
That's a 10.
I would also say it's a 10. Can I just say, like, the origin of this song is basically there's a sample in one of the Avalanches songs that's a sample of this song, Eye in the Sky, and Elena showed me the original song, and I like the original song a bit more than the Avalanches song.
Right.
And it's by this random 80s band called the Alan Parsons Project. I don't mean to call them random. They're totally valid, but I've never heard of them before, and I love this song somehow, and I vibe to it.
Yeah, it's a really nice
It's song. On our vibing playlist. I would also give it a 10.
10.
Straight up.
It's a good song.
The next song is Lucozade by Zayn. This is from a 10 Mind of Mine.
A lot of memories, lot of nostalgia. Also,
yeah.
Zayn.
Also Zayn. He has some great lines in this song. Nothing but truth will leave my mouth.
I'm trying to fucking scream, but the words won't come out. I have to.
So, Zayn.
It takes 2 not 3.
Oh my god. It takes 2 not 3 indeed. Zayn.
King moment.
He wrote some great lyrics in this one. And I've got to give it to him. Yeah. You know?
It's a 10 moment for me.
For me, I'm going to have to give this a 9.
Fuck off.
Which...
Just fuck off.
I don't know.
Like, fuck off.
The lyrics are perfection.
Leave my boy alone.
It just doesn't have a chorus, and that's okay. It just... I don't see it getting a 10 for me.
Okay, that's up to you.
But nostalgia factor is good. It's very good. It's just not a 10.
You can go away.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. The lyrics are perfection.
Yeah, it is
the perfection. Lyrics are 10.
Yeah.
Overall, the song is 9 for me.
What didn't...
Just let me have my 9.
Why are you coming for my man? Like,
I gave you a reason. It doesn't have a chorus.
My boy.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Zayn.
He was so young. He was so young. Yeah. And he was such a cutie pie.
And he wrote great lyrics.
He did such a good job. Shush you.
Yeah. And I'm not giving it a 4. You need to stop getting so defensive over your boy. Oh,
my boy, when he does so good.
You're going to get defensive over this one, too. It's Watermelon Sugar.
Oh, this is... You've already reviewed this.
I've already reviewed this, and I did give it a lower score. I'm pretty sure I gave it, like, a 7 or 8.
But Watermelon Sugar High is a 10.
And that is valid. I just...
I might be into more mainstream Harry music, but I like it.
I just know that... I don't know.
I just like Watermelon a lot, okay? My mom, when she used to tell me that when I was a kid, the only time I would... steal fruit from hoes, and they were watermelons.
Yeah, that's fair. I
love watermelons. You know how much I love watermelons.
Obviously, and I don't know, that's the nostalgia factor for you, but I'm just rating the music overall, and I know he has better music.
Oh my god. Continue, you emotionalist.
This is what a music review is. If you don't like it, get out here. If you don't like it. Emotionless
freak. Do you not have like one song up in here?
I try and keep this objective. I obviously do. I have my song biases, but this is not one of them.
Okay.
But fine. The thing is, the one that I gave a 10 from his album, Sunflower Volume 6, to me is a genuine 10. It's really good music.
Okay.
But that's all I'm going to say. That is all I'm going to say. The next song is another Zayn song. Wow, 1D back to back. Harry in the middle of these Zanes, and he's like, oh no, Zayn pain. But the next one is Tightrope by Zayn. Yeah, this song's a 10.
This song is a 10.
Zayn came out with his album Nobody Is Listening, and it's kind of a masterpiece. I think it's my favorite album of his, because it really feels like he's grown as a person and an artist.
Third time's a charm.
Yeah, agreed. And I really appreciate this album, and this song is one of the best on the album.
Yes, one of the best. I like this a lot. It's a 10. I would encourage you to listen to Tightrope.
Me too. It's really got this nice vibe. Yeah. It's really chill, and it's like...
He's very calm. Like, it's not like overly sexual.
Yeah, this one is... Honestly, I feel like he's matured a bit. Like, honestly, there was a lot on Mind of Mine that was sexual in a way that was not poetic. Pillow talk.
Okay, leave one bad song. I still like Mind of Mine.
T.I.O. is sexual.
I can't talk about T.I.O.
Okay, we'll move on from that. But basically, Tightrope is good. 10 for me. Mm-hmm. Okay, next song, Close Your Eyes by Kim Petras. This is a Halloween song. And
it's a 10.
I knew it from, like, when it came out. Like, I knew it when it first came out. But, like, anyways, we celebrated Halloween this year. It was great.
And it was perfect for the theme and the ambience, and it just stuck with me. Even after, because then Horror of School was real after
the Halloween horror of school.
Was over. So I say... Close Your Eyes is a forever, all-time favorite song.
Yeah, I would give it a 10, too.
Help me get through COVID.
Yeah, Kim Petras is a legend, and she made great Halloween music. I honestly, Close Your Eyes, for me, is also a 10. I want to move on. Replay, Lady Gaga. Now.
10.
Okay, I'm thinking. It is the best song on the album.
You can't disagree with me twice.
I'm allowed to. I'm allowed to.
No.
It's not as good as her other...
9-1-1 is controversial. I'm not sure. But
this is the best song in the album. Sorry.
Replay is the best song. It is the best song.
I might have to give it a 9. I think it's a 9.
Replay is the best. I give it the 10.
And 10, I 10. Only give it a 9 because, you know...
I relate to it too much.
It's a bit... not annoying, but, like, you know, in the chorus when it goes, like... Like, it gets a bit club, and you're like, oh. Just me. That's just me. Just my opinion.
Valid.
I feel like older songs.
I like it. It's a 10. It's perfect. Lady Gaga has a beautiful mind. Yeah. I want her to marry me.
An older song that I want to shout out. You know what's a really good song by Lady Gaga? Underrated song. I just want to shout it out. It's from Art Pop. It's called Venus. And
oh, you made me hear.
Yeah, I think I've played it for you. And I think it's a really good Lady Gaga song. Quintessential Lady Gaga. It's pop, but it's not like bad pop. I don't know. It's pop, but it's not like overly done because it has really good lyrics and clever like different parts to it. And I think it's one of my favorite songs by her. I don't know. I would give that a 10. This maybe a 9. And I gave the reason already. And I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It is the best song in the album. Fine, I do agree with that.
Fine.
Chromatica came out during quarantine, right?
Yes, it did. Yeah. It's perfect.
And we appreciate the album.
A lot.
Yeah, it was nice.
It was really, really nice.
The next one we don't want to talk about too much.
Yeah. Good song, 10.
Really good song. Did you just give it a 10?
I did give it a 10.
And I'm about to say the artist now.
Can I just say the name of the song first? Dark Fantasy.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to delay this artist reveal for as long as possible. So
but now you're bringing attention to it.
No, but you already called it out.
Yeah, so. I did. The artist is Kanye West. To be honest, My Beautiful Twisted Dark Fantasy is a good album. Good music. I don't endorse Kanye West the person. Good night. End of story. End of debate.
10.
10? Sorry. No, you know what?
I get that sometimes it's hard to separate the artist from the art, but
yeah,
it's hard to do, but you know, sometimes the art is worth doing it for.
Yeah. And I really appreciated this album, and we listened to it a lot.
Oh, you know who else I like, who made music, and I'm not sure if you put her here?
Who is it?
Miley Cyrus.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I didn't put a specific song. Oh, yeah, we'll shout out the album.
The album is
a really good album.
So great. So great. The album is so great. I love it so much. Miley Cyrus, great job. Thank you for making us endure the quarantine so much better.
Yeah.
Like, what are some of the ones that you like?
I like Plastic Hearts, the song, and I like Midnight Sky.
Yeah,
is
Midnight
my favorite
Sky
song.
Is the best song. Angels Like You.
Yeah.
Super Sad. I really like it. She really went there. She was honest and I didn't expect it. Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, good really song. Good one.
One of her best work.
Yeah, ever. I would say so too. I just want to get to this next song here. So the next one is Sika Pate, Ishta Pate. Did I say that right?
Yes, okay, you did. Good. Of course you did. So this is from Upendra. He's a Kannada actor. He's from Karnataka, the state in India. And
yeehaw!
Yeehaw! Wait, we're not country folk.
No.
We're more like, hello, sir, telecommunication service.
Thank
folk.
You. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that was a bad stereotype. Please, nobody
come
kill
me. We can.
Nobody come kill me.
Yeah.
But it was funny. I'm proud that I'm from there. I mean, it's okay. I can make fun of it, but others can't.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. we're stating that up in here. So this song I really like because I knew Tamil songs.
Yes. A lot
from Dhanush, his movies. And, you know, I really like them. And then you're like, let me show you a Kannada song.
Yeah.
And I love this one.
Yeah.
I would give it a 10. To be honest.
Yeah. He's, well, the actor is a person, right? Like, he's a complete narcissist. Has, like, fucking pandas and cheetahs.
Fucking hell.
In, like, forest captivity jungles.
Oh, no.
So, I don't know what to say about him as a person, but, like, I...
You like the song?
I like the song, but he's... I don't know anything else about him. He's supposed to be a very good comedian, very self-made.
Yeah.
Doesn't have anybody in the industry spoon-feeding him. I think he's a dropout. I'm not sure.
Right.
But he basically wrote, directed, produced all his work because he has issues with time.
Right.
And never shows up, so.
What can you say about the song itself?
The song? Well, the song is great. Like, it's mostly misogynistic.
It's mostly misogynistic.
At some points.
It's
but,
fun.
But it's got nice beats and it's like dancey and it's not too bad, but
yeah,
you know, I want to say it's the problem of the times, but
yeah,
not really, you know, bad excuse for art, but musically they sound great together.
Musically, yeah, exactly.
You know, yeah, questionable lyrics.
That's fair. I don't know, I'd still give it a 10. It's fun. And really good memories associated with it.
Yeah, and I also really just like how you can dance and be jolly.
Yeah.
And it's familiar and it's nice and I, you know, so I like it.
Yeah, me 10. Too. So the next one that I came like up. It. Yeah, exactly. The next one that came up is not the one that I'm going to talk about, but the one I'm going to talk about after, because we play these songs in a specific order because we got so used to playing them in a specific order. The first one, I don't know, it's just because it's the order on the playlist or something, or the yeah. liked songs or whatever.
Yeah.
The first one is Ashamed by Omar Apollo. And 10. The next one...
Thank you, yeah, Nate.
10. And the next one is Super Lonely by Benny and Gus Dapperton, which was a popular TikTok song. I did not know that, but Nate told me because Nate recommended these songs. Thank you, Nate.
Thank you, Nate.
And
sweetie Nate.
Yeah. Both of them, I feel like, get 10s. And I feel like I have to rate them together because I just, for some reason, associate them with each other.
Yeah, they're 10s and they're both perfect.
Yeah, they're both, like, chill, fun, indie songs. Omar Apollo's is really good. I don't know.
Super Lonely for a TikTok song,
it's
shockingly nice.
It's shockingly nice. It made some points.
It made a lot of points.
I don't know. There's a lot of people who like TikTok songs a lot, and we're not being insulting to them, saying, like, TikTok songs. But, like...
I mean...
It's not where I go to find my music.
Yeah, neither do I.
So. We were pleasantly surprised, I guess.
Yes.
So, okay, here's a good song. Frontier Psychiatrist.
Uh-huh.
Okay. By the Avalanches.
Okay. First of all, this artist is...
Insane?
Insane.
Insane in the best way possible. We love the Avalanches.
Mad genius.
That's all we have to say.
Mad genius.
And this song is, I think, their best.
Like, the video I saw recently, Logan showed it to me.
I had never seen it before, too, though.
Uh-huh.
It's just so good.
It all just goes so perfectly together, so perfect. It's like, nothing should be working. None of these concepts by itself, if you hear it, will you be like, yeah, these sounds, they will go well together. This sound for this visual will actually be nice. You might, when you hear them as separate concepts, no.
Exactly.
They don't sound so great on paper, I will be honest.
But
it should not be working.
The way they put it together.
He makes exactly. it work. It's like magic.
What a legend. Like, this band is legendary, and I would give this one a straight-up 10. Like, 10. It's my favorite song by them, and...
Logan's going to be a psychiatrist.
A what?
A psychotherapist, sorry.
Yeah, I'm not going to be a psychiatrist. I do not want to get a medical degree.
Okay.
Fucking hell. But, like, I enjoy it because of the therapy themes. I'll be honest.
Yeah, you like the therapy.
Yeah. The way we describe it... will not make sense, basically, until you listen to it. You'll be like, what are these people talking about? And then you'll get it. You'll be like, whoa, unless you don't get it, which is fine. Not everyone has to get everything. But would you give it a 10?
Yeah, 100.
Perfect. We shall move on to the next song here. And I wanted to include a weed-related song because this is Media Munchies. And it's... It's called Smoke the Weed by Snoop Dogg or Snoop Lion or whatever. I don't endorse Snoop Dogg because he said some interesting things, but this song we listen to a lot.
I watched his documentary.
Oh yeah, yeah.
With my sisters at some point, and
it
really got me irked because like I was like interested in his spiritual beliefs. And
right,
shit.
Right, makes sense.
It was nice. I don't know what's up with him recently. I don't keep track.
I don't know. I think I told you, but I don't need to talk about it.
You don't have to, but I just, yeah. Musically, his best album to this date is Reincarnated.
Do you think so?
And he was rightly named as Snoop Lion. Because when you're the lion, you do it the best.
Oh my fucking God.
It's true. It is the best album. I stand by it. Wrote a lot of classically deep songs that I did not expect Snoop Dogg to do.
This one's good.
He really did like emotionally grow, and you can see it in his music. Yeah. And I like it. But besides that, yeah, it's a solid 8.5.
Yeah. I don't know if I can rate the song seriously, because it's good. It's just, I don't normally listen to reggae, so I don't know what level to compare this to, and I just feel like I would need to listen to more. Like, is this reggae? I don't know.
It's not really.
It's reggae combined with rap in, like, a stoner way, I guess.
He tried something new.
And I don't know. I just feel like it's not my area of expertise. I'm going to rate it a 7, just because I don't see it as, like, I don't know.
I give it an 8.5. It was good. I like it. I like Reincarnated a lot.
Makes sense.
Watch the documentary and shit.
Oh, here's a good one. Permanent Holiday.
Right.
By Mike Love. This song is great because
this is the first time I can do this, and it's so convenient that there's a mic and a recorder here. Who showed you this song, Logan? Tell me, Logan.
I think my best friend and roomie showed me this song.
Uh-huh.
I think you are flexing that you showed me a song. But the thing is, you also showed me Sikapate Ishtapate.
Yeah, but not a solid 10. This is a solid
10. Yeah, this is a solid 10.
I know. And I know you don't expect great taste out of me.
That's not true. I'm not the music connoisseur. I have never called myself the music connoisseur.
I don't think you've called yourself the music connoisseur. But I know I don't think that I am.
But the thing is, you don't have to prove yourself to me, because you've already proved yourself to me.
Aw, thank you.
Just saying. Because this song, honestly, is a masterpiece, and if you want something that will call out capitalism, this is it. And I listened to this, and it got me through work, because I was like, I hate these people, but you know what? I won't be manipulated, mind controlled, inundated. I will seek a revelation, make my life a celebration. Yeah. I don't want to go.
I will be the change I'm seeking, manifest the words I'm speaking. Yeah.
Yeah, all of that stuff.
It's all the good zhuzh.
The song is really great, and honestly, very good memories associated with it. So thank you for showing it to me. Straight up 10.
Thank you for giving it a 10. I feel very happy for showing it to you, because now I feel validated.
That's so funny. Guess what? That was the last song of the playlist.
Are we done?
Yeah. Good one to end it on.
Yes, I must say. After you're done editing this, you will be on a permanent holiday.
I hope so. Until I have more schoolwork.
But it's been great so far.
So, we've got...
the last segment, a surprise bonus.
A surprise bonus. You know, we're called Media Munchies.
And we've never really addressed the munchies to now, have we?
Exactly.
The original word.
Yeah, we're called Media Munchies. We talk about the media, but where's the munchies, you know? And so today we've decided that we're going to do a munchie review.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about munchies that we have often, that we enjoy. I don't know. Mm-hmm. We're not picking things that we hate, because it's not like we have that often.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So we'll probably give everything a 10, to be honest.
Exactly.
If we have to rate it.
We're going to say what we like the best about them.
So what munchies do we like? This is so stoner of us.
It's okay. It's life.
I have a list here. So let's start with Ruffles All Dressed.
Okay, come on. Canada gets a lot of things right.
In terms of food, yeah.
I've had some really nice chips. I've been lucky, as you will see, as we move down the list. But hands down, this is the best thing. If I'm dying, I would probably ask to have Ruffles and samosa and dosa all together.
Oh, that would be a good meal.
Yeah, that'd be a really good meal.
That'd be a really good meal.
Yeah.
But we're shouting out Ruffles because they are the munchie. Now, I like All Dressed. I don't love All Dressed. So this is, I feel like, the only one that I'm going to give, like, an 8, personally.
Oh, fuck off.
Just let me live.
All Dressed is, like, the secret spice. It's got the best, like, sweetness, tanginess, and the spice level is perfect. It's not, like, BBQ overly sweet. This is the magic spice, and Canada got it right. And you,
I'm hungry as hell
You stupid are giving it an 8.
8.5.
An 8.5 for food, Logan.
This is personal taste. Personal taste. You can't control my personal taste. Oh, I won't be manipulated by control and inundated.
Fine.
Okay. The next one is cheddar jalapeno smart food.
Okay, first of all.
10.
Cheddar jalapenos, right? Anything cheddar jalapenos, you've got it right. Except Miss Mickey's, what the fuck did you do?
I don't know how
so wrong with cheddar jalapenos, because you can go so well. And literally everybody's done it well. Even the popcorn people.
The popcorn people. Smart food, yes. I really like these. And honestly, I've come to like I've always liked cheese, obviously.
And Lace is the cheesy jalapeno stuff. And they're so yummy.
And I've always liked...
The spice is so good.
No, I haven't always liked spicy things, actually. But recently, I've got into spicy things. I like spice.
They've had to, unfortunately, get used to spice. No,
it's not that I've had to get used to. I feel like building spice tolerance will help me appreciate...
Spice.
More food.
More food.
I can't wait to have... Okay, wait. But we're getting there. So, I would give this a 10.
10, yes.
Yeah. The next one on the list is Mochi.
Oh, come on. That's a 10, okay.
Now, Mochi, thank you, Amy, for showing me Mochi, first of all.
Thank you, Yashu, for showing me Mochi.
Yeah. Mochi is literally ice cream wrapped in rice, and it's so good. It's these rice balls of ice cream. They taste so good.
You never think they'd go so well, but it's like they were meant to be.
I don't just want to give this a 10. I want to give this, like, a 20.
Yeah. It's so gooey and perfectly...
Yeah, absolutely. I would give Mochi, so much.
10.
10.
100p.
The next food is the masala munch. Now, I don't want to pronounce it wrong.
It is the masala munch kukri.
Yeah. And that stuff is really good. I get it from the corner store, because it's now at the corner store, which is really amazing.
Sue me. I like it a lot.
Yes. Yeah.
I like it a lot, right? But
yes.
It's a 7 because it's not as nice as the Cheetos here. Like, they're just the feel of it, you know? They're, like, very flimsy. I feel like there's more plastic in Kurkure. But...
I was going to give it an 8, to be honest.
Yeah, it's a 7 for me because, I don't know, the Kurkure's back home, they're just more, like, I don't know. Maybe locally produced or whatever.
Interesting. So maybe it's not as good in Canada?
Maybe they export the bad ones.
What would you say the Indian one is?
It's a bit more heavier. It's more like Cheetos.
What would you rate it?
That would be like a 10.
There's so many nice ones. Ask your mom to send that along with the next thing on the list.
Oh, wow.
So, basically this is like spicy Cheeto kind of things.
Yeah.
They're good.
Yeah, they're good.
The next thing on the list is
Cheddar jalapenos. Oh, yeah. Spicy... Cheddar jalapenos, Cheetos are also, like, really good.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, I love those.
They're one of the major common
buys. We forgot that on the list here.
Yeah, they're actually really good.
I would give those a 10,
too. They're one of the people that got it really, really well.
Yeah.
10.
Yeah.
Yeah, but moving on, you were saying?
Yeah, the next one is ragi chips.
Okay. A small thing about this great thing is that... We grow it a lot in Karnataka, and it's really nice. And it's, like, less starchy than rice, like, less carbohydrate, and I really like it. I love ragi. Ragi is my everything. And I'm so glad that I got to share this with Logan, and they really like it.
I loved it. You
know, it's actually, like, the poor man's food.
Really?
Because, you know, the way they actually make these chips are, like, the burn parts of the rest, heat stuff. Yeah, because you swallow it with like rasam.
But like
you have ragi with rasam.
Like, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I better try that because I was just eating them because I really like them.
No, they're really nice.
I don't know. Like I found them a bit spicy.
Of course they're spicy.
I wonder how they would be now.
But you went through them so quick.
Yeah, so I clearly loved them.
You did.
But I haven't had them in such a long time.
Okay, I will ask my mom.
I would give them like a straight up 10.
10, they're a 10.
Yeah, I really want to have them again. Okay, so the next one is actually a drink. Yeah. It's our go-to drink. It's just Canada Dry.
It's just ginger ale.
Yeah, we love ginger ale, Canada Dry.
I had a premonition that I would live off ginger ale. And I remember being in India and posting something like, I need ginger ale because I hadn't gone out to the clubs in a long time. Because you don't get pop like ginger ale. You get Sprite, you don't get like ginger ale. You need to go to the fancy clubs for that.
Oh my God.
So I was like...
You miss them?
Yeah, and I don't.
Cause but now you I'm did being, at the time.
Yeah, I did at the time and now I'm now getting that. Now
you
can get
ginger ale whenever you want.
Ginger ale whenever I want. I love it. It's freaking great. I love ginger ale.
Yep. Yeah, ginger ale, what would you rate it?
Because
it's a classic.
Solid 400, 500.
500.
Whoever created ginger ale, I hate ginger. I cannot eat it with food. But
yeah, it's a lot.
This is the only way I will ingest it, and it's a sure nice way to ingest it.
Yeah.
They had the perfect formula. I feel like they changed it a little bit. Maybe like less in the sweet, no?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But I'm not sure. But it's
do you think it would get a 9 because of that?
No.
Still a lot. I have to give it a 9.
Why? Would you like
better?
I don't know.
I feel there's better beverages out there. I like this Jones watermelon soda, but like that's just me.
That is true.
I don't know.
Oh, and Calypsos are definitely better. Oh,
Calypsos are better than ginger ale too. I love Calypsos.
Calypsos are like freaking amazing.
Yeah.
That's a solid 400.
Yeah. So, I saved the best till last.
Yeah.
The last item on the list
mm-hmm.
is something we seriously love. It's, well...
Just tell me.
It's 425 buds.
Oh my God, can I tell you the tagline?
Yes.
It's for the acute hunger that hits 5 minutes after 420.
Yes. I love it so much. That is
the actual tagline. I don't remember quotes in my books, but this I remember...
exactly.
And it was the best thing. It was the best, crunchiest, satisfying thing I've ever had.
So they literally, O'Henry decided to market towards stoners, and they made the perfect combination of sweet and salty with these nuts in this caramel goodness. And it tasted really good, and it was like for a limited time.
The best for our hearts, but
it
was the best for our tongues,
best for our soul, to be honest.
Yeah, best for our soul. Oh my God, the way we ate those things.
Yeah, and like, not to be like shout out to a brand, but like O'Henry, they somehow knew what stoners wanted, so I appreciate it.
They did well.
That's a 10.
That's a 400.
just about. Yeah. What else? And that's the tea on that, honestly.
Yeah, that's the tea.
Because, like...
I just hope we don't sound too tired to you guys.
And oh, yeah, no, it's just
it's
late.
It's just late, but we're, like, we're really happy that we're putting this out. And thank you for listening.
Okay, basically, so that was our munchie review. And
like, putting up with... my shit.
No. Your shit is fine. My shit is the same shit.
We're the same.
We just ramble about shit and like, oh well. More editing for me.
No.
So basically, that was our munchie review and that was our anniversary episode of Media Munchies. And I'm really glad that we got to do this. Honestly, I'm glad I got to have you on the podcast because you've been my number one guest. Like, you've been my most frequent guest, obviously, because we live together.
Because we live together. Yes, yes, that's true.
And because we have great we have great chats.
We're the upcoming
duo.
Chris and Kim.
Oh, yeah, we are Chris and Kim, because it's a little bit leave it. Love Island reference.
Yeah.
That's just a hint into our guilty pleasure shows.
Shush you! Well, you said too much! How dare you!
Funny.
I'm just being dramatic.
Yeah, of course. Hey, never heard of a dramatic Leo.
Hey.
Yeah.
We're not dramatic. We just like attention.
Oh my god. Anyways, so basically, thank you for listening.
Yes, it's been great. 1 year with living with Logan and watching them
I'm so happy.
Grow and have this podcast.
I'm
and
so glad.
Become a genius at finding the ums and the ohs now.
Oh,
they
God.
Can just look when they're editing.
Editing? I do it fast now.
They're so quick. It's been such a journey and I'm so happy that I get to be a part of it.
I'm so glad.
Great. Yeah. 1 year's boo boo.
Happy 1 year of the podcast. And you know what? Yeah, we will see y'all on the next podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. And have a good... like, what? I felt like I was building up to something. Have a wonderful evening.
Night, morning.
Morning.
Whatever time zone you're in, timeline you're in, I hope you have the best time.
Yeah.
And thank you for listening. Are we out? Are
we outie.
We outie. We outie.
All right. Goodbye.